Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the name Pat Boyle got a lot of play today. The listeners certainly know who he is now after he did a little squatting in Boomer's office over the weekend. Popped a squat on the couch, got himself some Z's, and then instead of trying to get away with it, wrote you a nice little note, complimented you with profane language on the beer choice in your fridge. And he joined us here on the show for quite an extensive period this morning, and it seems when all was over and through, he didn't maybe quite learn his lesson.
It doesn't matter who it is. It shouldn't. You should never walk into anybody's office. Just that it happens to be mine. You know, it's kind of interesting that my door was left open in the first place. That's a whole nother discussion with somebody else around.
My bad. Right. My bad.
Yeah, it's right. It is his bad. But, you know, but you understand why we would be upset about this, right?
Yes, I do understand. And, Boomer, if you do have free time, I'd like to take you to lunch or dinner.
No, that's not going to happen.
It seems like
change to Peter, Twitter picture, your profile picture.
Well,
you got to change it.
I should because, you know what, I did kind of sense the douchey imagery around it.
Yes.
So not, I didn't change the image. I changed the entire car. I no longer drive that car. I got a Jeep instead. You know, I figured tone it down, mainstream, middle America.
Yeah.
That's a big grab for them.
So yeah, yeah. You look like an entitled little is what you look like.
There you go. Pat Boyle rubbed you such the wrong way. He got you to curse on the air. We had to bleep.
Mainstream middle America.
We had to legit bleep Boomer out for moment of the day. That might be a first.
Yeah.
Well, you look like an entitled little douche.
Yeah. I was going into the whole thing. All right. I accepted his apology and everything, but then he just kept like going.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's just that guy. You can't fix it.
I kind of feel a little bad for him, you know? Like, he doesn't understand doing is rubbing.
No, he understands.
Now
Eddie,
he does.
Al,
I think
bad.
He understood to begin with.
Oh, it's like you said, he tweeted already about the couch. Like, he's...
Yeah, he's just that guy.
He's milking and milk this for everything it's worth.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie, you've dealt with many, many interns and part-time.
Yeah, I've seen the attitudes change over the years, yes.
Right.
This is a guy we would have gotten an email about from Eddie, like a preemptive, just a heads up.
Every intern has its chatty Lynn.
Yeah, right.
You know, you guys forget, I interned 2 years down at WJZ in Baltimore, man. I was an intern cutting tape, and that was back in the day of cutting
tape. Actually cutting tape.
Did you sleep on Oprah's couch?
I did not. Oprah, by the way, was just, you know, she was just a local Cub reporter at the time.
Cub.
But you know what I was working for was Gail Gardner, and she had a nice office, but no, I never slept on her couch.
Right.
No.
Never even crossed your mind.
No. They just said, cut this tape, find these highlights, and that's what I did.
That's See? What you did.
Boomer's a man of the people.
Then
He's
you
cut
got
his
in
teeth.
Your Terps QB car.
That's exactly right.
Chirp the tires.
I would say I was the starting quarterback for the University of
oh,
Maryland
you were?
At the time.
I wasn't aware. Okay.
But I was setting up my future. I, at least, you know, if I wasn't going to be able to throw touchdown passes, I was going to be cutting tape somewhere.
You got to do both. How about
right.
that?
You can cut tape here, man of the people.
Yeah.
We do. We need tape cutters. I don't know if you've heard. Jerry needs help, and maybe you can get in a little earlier. You can help Jerry
there
get the sound bites ready. It'll better the program.
Yeah, maybe I'll get another couch so he can sleep on that one and I can sleep on mine.
What about one for Pat?
Yeah, and Pat Boyle,
Thanks and Pat Boyle.
All right, thanks.
Hey-o!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.